This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Tuesday, July 17th, 2018. I'm Mark Boulanger. Zimbabwe, a nation of 16 million people in southern Africa, may be headed towards increased military control, according to labor leaders. The country, which gained independence from Britain in 1980, was ruled by Prime Minister Robert Mugabe until he resigned in 2017. I talked to Vimbai Zinyama about the situation in Zimbabwe. Ms. Zinyama is head of parliamentary affairs and external relations for the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. The ZCTU represents about 400,000 workers in the country. It has been lobbying for many years to have improvements made to the nation's labor laws. I asked Ms. Zinyama to describe the problems related to Zimbabwe's labor laws.
The labor laws in Zimbabwe have been the bone of contention even pre-independence, because the issue was the deficits within the labor relations, which caused a lot of the people of Zimbabwe to go out and fight. And soon after independence, the main gain was actually the introduction of the Labor Relations Act. But however, ever since, there have been erosion of any gains by these struggles, because the capital has then tended to eat away the benefits that had been achieved by the workers. The labor laws, as they stand at the moment, we have one that applies to the private sector and one that applies to the public sector. So to that effect, it means that there are benefits that apply to the private sector that do not apply to the public sector. We have always called for harmonization of the labor laws to that effect. Then there are the core standards within the ILO, which also are a requirement for decent work to prevail. And these core conventions have always been flouted by the government, and yet some of them are even provided for now by our constitution under Section 65. So we are in a big fight to ensure that we harmonize our Labor Act with the constitution of Zimbabwe, as well as to ensure there's compliance with the international labor standards.
Has the removal of Robert Mugabe improved the situation for labor unions in Zimbabwe?
No, I do not think that would be anything anyone can say at the moment, because the situation in Zimbabwe is that we are slowly turning into a military state, and that in itself does not correlate very well with the aspirations of democracy and good governance, which the trade unions are always up for. We have written several letters to the incumbent, the current president of Zimbabwe, who has taken over from Mugabe, and we have not got any responses as yet. What we perceive possibly is that the situation is going to get worse with the militarization efforts. A lot of the departments have presence of the army, which may either be visible or invisible. It will mean that the space for negotiation and proper policy dialogue or social dialogue will be closed. So I do not perceive a time when things are going to be better unless there is intervention.
As a labor leader in Zimbabwe, are you optimistic or pessimistic about the future of the country?
I'm optimistic in that if there is enough pressure that is maintained on principled grounds, then things may turn out differently during and after elections.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.